Ancient Warfare, The Bodyguards of King David, Part 1, The Rise of King David. Now, the Israelites first enter Cana from what today is Jordan around 1230 BC. They were able to conquer and settle in the Judean highlands of southern Canaan, but could not confront the Canaanite chariot armies on the plains. It would take over 100 years of war and to incrementally defeat the Canaanites and then expand in the northern area. While the Israelites were entering Cana from the west, another group was moving in from the east. After the Egyptian pharaoh Ramses III defeated the Sea People around 1188 BC, a large group of the surviving invaders, also at times I might point out, who were Egyptian mercenaries at different moments, settled along the southwest coast of Canaan in the cities of Ashdod, Ashkelon, Ekron, Gath, and Gaza. You should probably be aware that that's the Philistines. The Egyptians called them Peliset, and I did several podcasts on the Sea People from December 2018 to April 2019, and there is one on the Peliset all by themselves. The Hebrews knew them as the Philistines, who as a result of the use of iron weapons began to systematically expand in the Canaan, as well as the Jewish territories in other areas. The Philistines used, as I mentioned, iron weapons, but they also had excellent organization, and they had chariots that they would use in the right terrain. So they were pretty heavy infantry as well. They ended up conquering the Hebrews by mid-11th century BC. Around 1030 BC, the 12 Jewish tribes, which initially had refused to form a centralized government, finally united under King Saul. Saul went on to wage successful guerrilla warfare, driving the occupying enemy forces out of the highlands, but not the plains area. The famous confrontation between David and Goliath, a later podcast is coming, by the way, on sling weapons, probably after the two shows on King David, would have taken place during this type of campaign. David then rose rapidly through Saul's army, become a commander of 1,000. You remember the Sunday school stories. Saul became jealous of David's popularity and tried to have him killed. David then fled from Saul's headquarters at Hebron and recruited his own men, about 400, composed mostly of disaffected Judeans, including his own family. And you'll find that in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. At first, David used his troops, which quickly grew, by the way, to 600, possibly by recruiting non-Jewish outcasts. He used his men to fight the Philistines independently. So he supported his war effort by extorting protection money from wealthy landowners. When Saul's persecution became so intense that David just couldn't avoid it anymore, he and his men joined the Philistine army of King Achish of Gath. That is 1 Samuel chapter 27, verses 1 through 3. David didn't just join the Philistine army. He became Achish's vassal, and as a result was given the fortified town of Ziklag, where he lived with his men and their families for 16 months, providing military service to the city of Gath. Now, Ziklag is thought to have been located in the Negev region of the southeast area around Gath and Gaza. It's in a buffer zone between the Philistine cities and both Judea in one area and the various desert peoples to the south. Now, David was given tasks that were both offensive and defensive operations against both enemies. Now, his men were fast and light skirmishers, so they were well suited for dealing with raids or chasing fast desert tribesmen. You know, the Philistine army was heavy. They couldn't move fast, and if they went up into your opponent went up to the mountains, your chariots were useless. Now we have a little issue. The Bible, at least in the Old Testament, says David never attacked Judeans, only desert tribesmen, but lied to his lord Achish that he had indeed attacked Judeans. That's 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 8 through 9. But, you know, you're not going to give somebody a city unless you're really sure of their loyalty. So there surely had to be some proving that he was fighting Saul at this particular time. Because these kings aren't stupid, particularly in this type of a fluid area. It's most likely that once David becomes king, that section of his career with the Philistines was, you know, moderated a little bit, edited a little bit. Now, hang on how that goes. At any rate, the Philistines, when they mounted a major offensive against Saul near Mount Gilboa, David readily reported to Achish in the field. It was only after the objection of the other Philistine lords that Achish relented and ordered David back to his city at Ziklag. And of course, this is the battle in which Saul is killed. After Saul's death, David then took his entire force and occupied Hebron, claiming the throne of Judea. He gave large gifts to the elders of Judah, who then selected David as their new king. But that's only two of the tribes. The other 10 tribes remained loyal to Saul's only surviving son, Ish-bosheth. Now, David now went to war with Saul's son. 7.5 years later, Ish-bosheth was assassinated by two of his own men, and the now leaderless elders of the 10 tribes of Israel submitted to David, who now unified the 12 tribes into one nation. To avoid tribal jealousy, David chose to place his new capital in a neutral city. He ordered his elite veterans to capture Jerusalem, and they infiltrated the city through its water conduits, overpowered the guards, and in the easiest way to capture a city of all, opened the gates in the middle of the night. This allowed David's men to take Jerusalem from their owners, the Jebusites. And so now David has Jerusalem as his capital, and he is in power. So at this point, we're ready to talk about his bodyguards. Now, the sources for this, the magazine Ancient Warfare, Volume 5, Issue 2 from 2011, the article of the bodyguards of King David, Krenneth, Plethi, and the Mighty Men, that article is written by Sidney Dean. And then you have The Battles of the Bible by Herzog and Gishon, and The Military History of Ancient Israel by Gabriel. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us with a donation. Thank you very much.